Into the 18th century, with merfolk writing and braid sheets tacking on the look of newspapers. Whiles lichts and objects was reported as curious asides, though as yet almost naebdy jaloosed objects micht come fae other warlds. Mair and mair weel laird folk now took sic things wi' a pinch of salt, and put them doon no to God or the deil, but rather to peasant traditions and tales. Indeed, ane of the ministers at Aberdeen, writing for the Statistical Account of Scotland, said that in December 1792, many of the country people observed very uncommon phenomena in the air, which they call dragons, of a red, fiery colour, appearing in the north and flying rapidly towards the earth. See, to the peasants and farmers, their dragons had been about for a long time and was taken for granted. But once in a while, something other that nobody could account for was seen by sundry folk of all classes. In eight instances, fae 1787, a curious ball of fire was seen to flee through the air over the city of Embra, gone for a while stracht alang Easingates, until sign it drap it, rose up again, gaed it in a clued, and burst it in licht. If we can lip in on this report, the object didna shoot or drap stracht doon like ony natural rock fawn fae aff warled and burning up, but changed its gait twa or three times, almost like it was driven. Some 30 years after this, in 1816, mony folk in Embra spotted another aura object up in the lift, a muckle object, lit up with the shape of a crescent and fleeing along. On 18th September 1848, the London Times newspaper reported that unkent objects had been seen fleeing about no far fae inner ness in the Hielands. Whiles the objects flitted fast, they said, and whiles they devolved and just hung in the air. A description that has the eerie ring ya coons fae mair modern times, a bricht objects hanging ower lonesome roads. On 17th of August 1870, the Scotsman newspaper reported that a bricht ball bluish licht was seen to hang ower the toon of Dunbar, and that it had twa tails coming aff it. Whiles, ane of the tails was seen to break aff and move about in its ain for a wee, afore the hale object stirred it aff towards the southwest, slaw-like. Altogether, this airshaw lasted about 20 minutes and was weel seen to mony folk. By now, in the second half of the 19th century, there were a screed of regular reports anent aura objects on sea, on land, and mostly in the air. We doot mony maun have been natural, aween Aiblins pratics be the airmy or the scientific minded, but a small number has left us clawing our heeds to this day. Here we should mak mention of the notion of humans fleeing through the air was something that the public had come to hear about, and a can that the weir and poors had come to ettle at, starting fae the end of the 18th century. But it wasn't till 17th December 1903 that the first poored, manned flicht had held gone. Though in day, the Wright brothers in North Carolina flew the Kitty Hawk a hale four mile afore haeing to land in Smer. So the notion that an aura object seen in the air towards the end of the 19th century micht be man-made, it didna come ower as havers. In the mid-1890s, there were a puckle of sichtings of unkent airships, mostly ower the USA, but twa or three was seen ower Scotland and other parts of their islands forby. Whiles figures was seen associate with the ships, keeking doon, or climbing doon for cables, and whiles there were lichts coming aff of them. Were their ships secret airships years ahead of their time, as a wheen scrivers has threep it, or something mair aff warled? There were another puckle sichting something like it in August of 1909. The Linlithgowshire Gazette reported a length and then aura lichted objects mony folk in sundry places had seen gone ben West Lothian and a yont ower a puckle necks. Was it secret airships that the folk of West Lothian seen or something other? Along with our newspaper reports of sichtings of objects at necht, wi whiles read a folk their lane, sporting an object that was gay aura. For instance, on 2nd November 1912, a body in Leith could see fae their windy a bit of licht travelling along in the air towards them. As it grew nearer, the witness could see that it was a cigar in shape, and no lang after, a second object muckle like a crescent fully down, baith dwining awa in the lift. The cigar and the crescent disna sound like ony aircraft that belanged the time, and the description sounds more like a modern UFO report. As the 1920s and 1930s gaed by, Antrim reports of this ilk kithed on and aff in the papers. But in the same time, airships and planes became common. It was now a mere quirky business getting to set the real unkent objects apart for the ordinary aircraft whiles misreport it.